You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. Greg, a fairly routine sort of day, but then in the afternoon, things started to get a little bit amiss. The market started coming down. Why was that?
Yeah, I mean, I sort of gauged the mood mid-morning with a lot of our traders, and they were sort of quite negative. But you looked at the market at the time, we were down sort of 180, 200 points. I said, come on, guys. But if you actually looked through the various stocks, which were quite strong yesterday and looked as though they were going to get some traction, that was all given up quite early this morning. I'm just thinking of examples, something like Remgro, which had moved from a low of around 186 up to sort of 190 and a half. It looked like it was going to spend some time in the 190s. That's all the way back to 186.55. So it just can't seem to get any foothold at these high levels. We can't put two or three days together in a row. And then you had, as you say, the afternoon where it was a lot weaker. We finished down 400 points, but it felt like a lot of throwing the toys out the cot. Kind of selling where people just had enough of this market.
That's quite a sad situation, actually. Let me give you the market data, the spot market data, which I always do, and then we'll get on to the individual shares and also the closing JSE indexes. I sound a little bit sort of subdued today because I've been speaking to many people over the last 48 hours, and people are quite despondent, Greg. Maybe we'll have a chat about that tomorrow or Friday or something. I don't feel in the mood now. Anyway, dollar rand, 13.97. British pound against the rand, 17.36. The euro rand is 15.68 and the euro dollar 112.25. Going down now to the commodity screen on sharenet.co.za, spot market prices. Ah, this is a piece of good news. Here we go. Look at this. Gold price 14.21, up $16 per ounce. The platinum price 8.47, which is up 7. And the palladium price with that switch going on, that PGM shift, Platinum Group's metals shift. Sorry.
Peter Schiff.
Yeah, Peter Schiff. Freudian slip there. $15.51 for palladium, down $12 per ounce. The oil price, $64.60, which is down 9 cents per barrel. And that looks like a change of front month futures. I mean, it's a technical thing, but anyway. Overseas, the Dow Jones is down around about 50 points, which is nothing, down 0.2%. The S&P also down around about a third of a percent. FTSE down 0.5%, and so it goes on. Greg, a general feeling of, you know, we just need some new news to buy this market.
Yes, and I mean, like on the political side, there's nothing really positive happening. Nothing's really changed. You know, people are getting frustrated. The year looked like it was off to a really good start, and we've really, really gone nowhere. And, you know, people looking elsewhere for sort of investment returns at the moment. A lot of people, I mean, Magnus Haystack amongst the names, all advising people to send money offshore.
And he's been doing that for many, many months, in fact, many, many years, and he's been absolutely right. I mean, some people don't like Magnus Haystack because of his brutality when it comes to the South African situation. But you have to say that in many respects, he's been absolutely spot on.
Yeah, and someone put it some years back, and it sort of stuck with me. I can't remember who said it, but along the lines of, you know, move money offshore, it seems unpatriotic, but maybe it's the most patriotic thing you can do, because if things do go into disaster here, at least someone's got money to bring back and start new companies and invest. So it's almost, you know, putting money aside for a rainy day.
Yes. Speaking about rainy days, let's have a look at the top five major movers on the JSE and start with the rainy ones. And on the downside, we had Implats down 5.5%. It was that bond, that very, very technical bond situation.
Bit more. I'll give a bit of a talk when you finish there.
No, carry on with Implats. That's the number one downer today, 5.5% weaker at 70 Rand 35. What happened?
Yes, I mean, they've decided to take one of the bonds, which was due, which was paying 3.25% there in the US. The due date was 2022, to convert that into shares. Mm. And I mean, you know, I looked at it and I thought, okay, well, I think I understand this. But then Impala actually had a recovery towards the end. At one point, it was down 9 or 10%. It made a low of 67 Rand. So then obviously, then you get the glasses on and have a closer look at the SENS announcement. But effectively, what I'm understanding is that the people which hold those bonds will be given Impala shares at around 54 Rand. The dollar figure is 3.89. So let's say times 14, that's 54 Rand 50. So if you're going to be given Impala shares and it's trading at 70 Rand, what do? You sell now, because in a future date you're going to be given Impala. You won't actually be short the shares. There's no risk, really. And so I think that's bought some selling. Perhaps the hedge funds started to sell Impala. I must say, the last half an hour I've traded had a very, very strong recovery. Hoppus 4, which was trading 67 Rand 10, by the end of the day, it actually got to 70 Rand 50 and then closed at 70 Rand 10. Did a lot of volume today. Just over 900 million rands worth of shares trading hands. It's a big chunk of the percentage of shares trading in the market today.
I have a friend, an Australian friend called Sheila Dunny, and after what you've just said, she would have said to me, if I'd have said that to her, she would have said, "I don't know what that is." But
sorry, but my explanation.
But what you're saying is hedge fund managers are shifting between two asset classes within Impala Platinum, one the bond issuance and one the share price itself.
Yeah, so 64 million new shares are going to be issued to replace this bond. Actually, overall, if you speak to people that understand these things, that's actually bullish. I mean, Impala are saying they're getting rid of debt. And if you read through the things, they give a breakdown of how much they've bought the debt down by. And so they're sort of heading off a problem before it's a problem, kind of getting all the debt paid down in plenty of time, because now
and the pain goes away, which is a favorite phrase of mine. So what Impala is doing, actually being the Treasury Department of Impala Platinum, is being proactive and actually probably saving some debt costs that would have been coming in a year to 5 years time.
Yes, I think that's what it's really saying to us. And I mean, we've spoken many times on the pod about the improvements in the general PGM prices, and then obviously the outlook. The market's always forward-looking. See the palladium and the platinum price running, it will then price in, and it will continue to run. So I think that's what they're telling us here.
Very good analysis. Well done, Greg. Aspen down 3.7%, flirting with changing that figure. I said that it might change from 100 to from three figures to two figures earlier on. It didn't quite make it. 104, par 04, as they say, down 3.7%. Sappy down 3.5%. Anglo Platts down 3.25%. Maybe dragged down by Impala Platinum because of algorithmic traders. I don't know. But anyway, Clicks down 2.75%. I love Clicks. We've spoken about this before. Really love Clicks.
It's one that always comes up on the show. It's one of those which actually, for some reason, traders love to short it, because I think it is on quite a high PE. I'm looking here, it's PE of around 25, but it often confounds. Today down 2%, 207.54. I suppose what people are focusing on is the rate cut, which I think is due tomorrow.
Yes, 25 basis points, which will be an anemic, already well-flagged event, and everyone will say, well, isn't it fantastic? And then they say, no, it's not actually fantastic. Because if the United States can raise and cut by 25 basis points when their interest rates are so low, then we should be doing 1% at a time. It's I won't say it's pathetic, because that's rude, but there should be something a little bit more bold and courageous. Richemont up 2.2% today. Telkom up 1 2/3, Into Prop up 1.5% nearly, and Sirius, we don't need to worry about that because it's not a Sirius stock. It's up 1.3% anyway. Richemont, they're coming out with a trading statement, or have they already come out with it, Greg?
No, we're expecting one in the next couple of days. I think Swatch sales were quite a bit better. I think some of the other companies in the space where Richemont is busy have also had some better numbers. And yeah, that also did some very big volume today. Looking in the closing auction, nearly 900,000 shares. It's 107 million rand on the day, did 730 million rand. So it's a real asset to have a company like Richemont. It probably doesn't have to be listed here on the JSE, but certainly it's helping us brokers with volume and liquidity, and it's something nice and juicy to trade.
Have a listen to Wayne McCurry, which is on a podcast called Wayne on Wednesday on strictlybusinesspodcast.com, and he explains why companies like Richemont are on the JSE Securities Exchange. I mean, this is a man that makes his money out of trading on the JSE on behalf of FNB Wealth and Investment, and he gives a candid assessment of why companies like Richemont are on the exchange. So that'll be up in the next couple of minutes. Have a listen to that on sharenet.co.za or strictlybusinesspod.com. He's very, very good.
Yeah, I'll tweet it out as well if anyone's following me on Twitter.
And once you listen
You had Leandro Castaldi from Blue Quadrant on as well.
There's a giant brain. I mean, I wanted to say to him, listen, I need to lie down for a moment and take in what you're saying. But goodness me, that was a damning assessment of the South African economy, but also some stuff that many people might want to listen to if they're in power at the moment, and maybe some ministers are listening. Have a listen to Leandro Gastaldi. It's called The Economy with Leandro Gastaldi on strictlybusinesspodcast.com. He's really, really good. And thank you for introducing me, by the way, Greg.
Yeah, very, very logical thinker. And sometimes things we don't really want to hear, but they're facts and we have to deal with them. And he's got one of those type of ways of looking at any situation where, you know, these are the facts. This is what could happen. I know he's looking at the debt to GDP here locally, and he spells it out. And when you read what he's written out, he wrote an article for Seeking Alpha, which I read this morning.
Yes, I'm going to put it up.
What he's saying there is so logical that it's unpleasant to read, but you just can't run away from the data and the facts. And you know, history has repeated itself in these type of situations before. We've got a big unemployment problem here, and this could come boiling to the surface unless it's addressed.
Yes, a black swan populist event, I think, is one of the phrases he used in that article that you've spoken about, which I will put up on Strictly Business later on. Greg, just the indexes, just to refresh us, what happened today and what was the volume, the all-important volume on the JSE Securities Exchange?
Yeah, so let's go through them. I mean, as I was saying earlier, we've given up the ground of yesterday. Banks down 1.8%. Banks down 1.98%. Financials down 1.41%. Industrials down 1.63%. Retail is down 1.15%. Gold index, after spending all of the day negative, it swung around to plus 0.58%. I think, as you mentioned, the gold price ticked up in the last sort of few minutes of trade. Gold 1423 right now in New York. Platinum index down 3.69%. That was Impala and Amplats are pulling all the way back. That dragged the resources down 0.15%. That left the all share down 0.72%, down 417. So I think we were up 500 yesterday and down 400 today, and that seems to be a pattern that's driving us all crazy here. The all share finishing on 57,636, and yesterday we were just over 58. Volume a little bit better, but it might be that one or two shares which are sort of come into play with an Impala situation. Volume of 18.2 billion on the market today. Better, but still shy of the 20 we're looking for.
Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. That's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.